trying to answer a question with Hermione next to him, bobbing up and down on the balls of her feet with her hand in the air, was very off-putting, but Harry had a go. Because there are so many of us, it won't know what shape it should be. Precisely, said Professor Lupin, and Hermione put her hand down, looking a little disappointed. It's always best to have company when you're dealing with a boggart. He becomes confused. Which should he become, a headless corpse or a flesh-eating slug? I once saw a boggart make that very mistake, tried to frighten two people at once, and turned himself into half a slug. Not remotely frightening. The charm that repels a boggart is simple, yet it requires force of mind. You see, the thing that really finishes a boggart is laughter. What you need to do is force it to assume a shape that you find amusing. We will practice the charm without wands first. After me, please. Ridiculous! Ridiculous, said the class together. Good, said Professor Lupin. Very good. But that was the easy part, I'm afraid. You see, the word alone is not enough. And this is where you come in, Neville. The wardrobe shook again, though not as much as Neville, who walked forward as though he were heading for the gallows. Right, Neville, said Professor Lupin. First things first. What would you say is the thing that frightens you most in the world? Neville's lips moved, but no noise came out. Didn't catch that, Neville, sorry, said Professor Lupin cheerfully. Neville looked around rather wildly, as though begging someone to help him, then said, in barely more than a whisper, Professor Snape. Nearly everyone laughed. Even Neville grinned apologetically. Professor Lupin, however, looked thoughtful. Professor Snape? Neville, I believe you live with your grandmother. Yes, said Neville nervously, but I don't want the boggart to turn into her either. No, you misunderstand me, said Professor Lupin, now smiling. I wonder, could you tell us what sort of clothes your grandmother usually wears? Neville looked startled, but said, Well, always the same hat. A tall one with a stuffed vulture on top, and a long dress, green, normally, and sometimes a fox fur scarf. And a handbag? Prompted Professor Lupin. A big red one, said Neville. Right then, said Professor Lupin. Can you picture those clothes very clearly, Neville? Can you see them in your mind's eye? Yes, said Neville, uncertainly, plainly wondering what was coming next. When the boggart bursts out of this wardrobe, Neville, and sees you, it will assume the form of Professor Snape, said Lupin, and you will raise your wand thus and cry, Ridiculous, and concentrate hard on your grandmother's clothes. If all goes well, Professor Boggart Snape will be forced into that vulture-topped hat and that green dress with that big red handbag. There was a great shout of laughter. The wardrobe wobbled more violently. If Neville is successful, the boggart is likely to shift his attention to each of us in turn, said Professor Lupin. I would like all of you to take a moment now to think of the thing that scares you most, and imagine how you might force it to look comical.